Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we get to those callers, I wanted to start the show with a reminder that as of yesterday, there is a new moon, and this new moon is in Aries. And this is a perfect time to stand in your light, because an Aries new moon will feel like a new chapter is opening in your life. And many may feel a strong inner desire to break free from any restraints. You know, those restraints may be from what your family would like you to do, or social conditions, or restraints that we actually put on ourselves. And how many of us really do put a great deal of restraint on ourselves? You may feel a push to take a leap of faith, to start something new. And this energy is saying, now is the time to make that big leap and just do it. You know, passions may feel renewed, like you are restless to reach your goals. And there's something urging us to take inspired action to our dreams and on our desires. It's a time to surrender to your inspiration and your passion. And please don't overthink things now, and allow your heart's longing to lead the way. It's a very energized time. Now, today's topic, which the Posse of Angels want me to talk about, is entitled Miracle Healings. And this came about because in 2006, God spoke to me, actually in December of 2005, God spoke to me and said that in 2006, through my business, my healing practice, Angel Healing House, I would be experiencing some extraordinary miracle healings with my clients. So I read the quote by Albert Einstein the other day. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. I've mentioned before on my radio show that the dictionary definition of a miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. When this supernatural intervention occurs in a human being's life, it is so life-altering that for those whose lives have been touched by this divine intervention, we are truly never the same again. And when it comes to the discussion of miracles over the past 14 years through my business, through Angel Healing House, I've been witness to extraordinary miracle healings, and I wanted to share some of them with you today. So first up, in 2006, Samantha, now this is not her real name, but let's call this client Samantha. She had married her high school sweetheart at the young age of 18, and she wanted to have a family straight away. As years went by, her dreams of starting a family were not realized, and she was having difficulty falling pregnant. Now, over the past 6 years, she had gone from doctor to doctor and had many tests to see why she could not fall pregnant. Each doctor confirmed that she had endometriosis, which one doctor said that it was so bad, it was the worst case that he had ever seen. Endometriosis is an often painful disorder in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus grows outside the uterus and can cause infertility. Now, under the definition on Wikipedia, it states very clearly that there is no cure for endometriosis, but the pain associated with it can be treated in a variety of ways. Now, when Samantha asked her doctor what she could do to get rid of it to fall pregnant, he agreed with Wikipedia's findings by telling her there is no cure for it, and adoption is your only avenue if you want children. Well, deeply disheartened, Samantha's once positive and open and bright nature turned to disappointment, and she spiraled into deep depression. Now, in our first session together, Samantha shared with me her sadness of not being able to conceive. And all the time, I saw the angels surrounding her, and they were shaking their heads no as they were disagreeing with her. I intuited that there was an emotional block somewhere in her body that was causing this physical block to occur. I felt that the puzzle piece that was missing as to her complete health was associated with her childhood. When I asked her to speak about her childhood, she brightened and she said she had a very loving mother. And when I asked about her father, the energies in the room completely changed. Samantha's response was, "My father and mother were not able to conceive for 15 years, and then suddenly, my mother fell pregnant with me. My father, Sam, was elated as he desperately wanted a boy to carry on his name. When I was born, my mother had a very difficult childbirth, and they told her that she would never be able to have any more children. The disappointment that the father showed to Samantha that she was not a boy was constantly evident. He did not allow her to cry. He made her participate in things like cricket and soccer, sports that she had no interest in, and denied her taking part in activities like ballet and painting and music, as her father deemed them to be a waste of time and a waste of money. Now, the older Samantha, which he called her Sam, grew the more she sought the love and the recognition of her father. And basically, she shut off anything and everything that had any semblance of femininity attached to it. She married young, hoping to have a child of her own to bring up without constraint and the controlling that she endured. Over a five-month series of Reiki healing sessions and intuitive counseling with me, Samantha could clearly see that because her father only wanted a boy, she had unconsciously shut down being a female, which shut down her reproductive organs and her ability to conceive. With each session, the many years of accumulated negativity that had been stored in her body as blocking toxins of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret were slowly transmuted to positive light energies, and her emotional wellness returned as she let go of the past. She forgave her father, she forgave herself, and put her emphasis on being grateful, optimistic, and loving herself for exactly who she was. It was towards the end of our 5 month of sessions that Sam went for a routine doctor's appointment, and she found out that she was pregnant. The doctors called it a miracle conception. But Samantha, myself, and the Posse of Angels were not surprised. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that God and the angels can work miracles when it comes to increasing the likelihood of reversing and eradicating dis-ease from the body, from the mind, and from the spirit. But it is we that must work with the angelic energies to allow ourselves to open to receive them. They are reminding us of the saying that God helps those who help themselves. You know, not long after Samantha's miracle healing, I received a call from a mother who was in distress, and she truly did not know where else to turn. She explained that her teenage daughter, Brenda, again, this is not her real name, Brenda was addicted to drugs, in particular to prescription medication, and after I spoke with the mother for a while, she booked a session for her daughter. On the day of Brenda's appointment, the doorbell rang, and I was surprised to see a middle-aged lady standing at the door and no one else. At that moment, the mother pulled Brenda from behind her, and I truly gasped. This anorexic, skeletal, ashen-faced girl was unstable and shaky on her feet. She was so zoned out that her mother literally pushed the girl into my arms and said, "Here you go. Do something with her. I'll be back in a couple of hours." Unable to stand on her own, I put my arm around the teenager and assisted her to my office. I was horrified as there was no weight to lift this young girl as she was so emaciated. Settling her into a chair in my office, I gave her my client form to fill out. She was so out of it that she had difficulty holding the pen and even her head up, and was having great difficulty in reading and even filling out the form. I knew from my previous work, assisting those who were addicted to drugs and alcohol, that substance abuse can cause cracks in a person's aura. And when this happens, dark energies can invade the body. These dark energies often use and manipulate the person's mind, body, and spirit, very much like a puppet, in a dark, destructive way without their permission, because they have given over their control, their free will, and their empowerment through the masking effect of substance abuse. Now, the angels told me to forego the client form and get her on the massage table as quickly as possible. After settling her on the table, I said my usual invocation of working simply as a channel for God and for the angels to assist me, and immediately Brenda fell asleep. I knew that the angels had put her to sleep so that they could work with her unconscious state. In her unconscious state, Brenda then began to take very deep breaths in and out. Now, these breaths were rhythmic and steady, and I felt the impression that it was like building up steam for something to happen. With each one of her breaths, I could feel the energy increasing around her closed down heart, and received the angel's messages that she had endured much trauma in her life. Now, the more light that was channeled into her body, the more her body started to squirm on the table as the increased light of God was actually burning away the dark entities that were within her. And I saw with my clairvoyant vision what looked like ghostly apparitions escaping and fleeing her now light-filled body. Suddenly, Brenda grabbed her heart and she sat bolt upright and opened her eyes as the angels lifted a dark cloud off of her and replaced it with the light of God. As they were doing this, Brenda's face coloring began to change. Her ashen gray complexion, with deep pools of darkness under her eyes, began to transform in front of me to a light, bright pink glow of vibrant coloring, and her cheeks that were sunken now started to be full and rosy and radiant. Looking around the room with newborn eyes, she was dazed as she was first unsure of where she was. I explained that the angels needed to lift this darkness off of her in order to have any success with her journey to heal. She then sat down and we began the intuitive counseling session. Now that she was coherent and she was able to speak clearly, she went on to tell me of the sexual abuse that she had endured from her stepfather when she was a young child, and how her mother, who had been physically abused herself, chose to do nothing about it. Now, having no support system and no self-worth, Brenda chose to escape through drugs, and by not eating, she wished herself to die. Brenda cried and told me that with her being incoherent most of the time and unable to function socially, that she was not allowed to attend her brother's wedding in 3 months' time. Every week, Brenda came for her weekly healing sessions and was able to unburden her anger, her sadness, her resentment and regret, and she became stronger and more empowered. Now, over 2.5 months, she became so healthy and happy that her parents saw an enormous change in her. It was at this time that I received a note from Brenda's mother saying, "I can't thank you and the angels enough for giving our daughter back to us." In fact, I took Brenda, her mother says that she took Brenda shopping for a dress for her to be part of her brother's wedding party because she had improved so much. She said, "You are a miracle worker, Candy." A month later, I received photos from Brenda smiling and looking radiant in her beautiful dress at her brother's wedding. Now, not long after this, Brenda's divinely orchestrated healing intervention, I experienced my next miraculous healing. I was giving a presentation on my work as an angel practitioner, and I noticed a very distinctive man who was sitting in the audience. He was covered with tattoos and dressed in biker leathers, and he certainly looked very threatening. After my presentation, he approached me and said that he needed some intuitive counseling, and he needed lots of help with grief, as his beloved wife had cheated on him, and he was devastated. Bruce, again, not his real name, had been married many years to his Native American Indian wife, who was 25 years his junior, and they had a beautiful daughter together. The heavy burden of sadness from his wife's adultery was affecting him not only emotionally but physically, and it was beginning to take a toll on his body. After we had our first session together, he had gone to the doctor for a routine checkup, and it was discovered that he had a cancerous mastitis in his toe. The doctors told him to stop the cancer from spreading, that he should get his toe cut off. He asked them if he cut the toe off, if that would arrest the cancer, and they said, "We won't know till after it's cut off." A month after the removal of his toe, Bruce went back to the doctors, and they told him that the cancer had spread and that he would have to have radiation, chemo, and surgery to arrest the disease. It was at that point that Bruce decided that he wanted to proceed on an alternative route to addressing the cancer, and he gave me a call. Knowing that each one of us has cancer cells within our bodies and that a strong immune system with high energies will keep those cancer cells from becoming a problem, I started to give him Reiki energy treatments once a week. Now, in addition to improve his grief-stricken, deeply depressed energies, Bruce's sessions included intuitive counseling sessions in which he cathartically released his profound sadness and disappointment. With his energies being increased from negative to positive, I decided to increase those positive energies by completely changing his diet to reflect an alkaline diet, rich in oxygen and not an acid diet. He gave up meat, wheat, dairy, sugar, which the cancer cells thrive and live off of. I also gave him recipes for making himself organic green juices several times a day. Over 4 months, he was able to see his life from a higher perspective, and he let go of the sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, and resentment towards himself and his ex-wife, and he found peace in his heart, joy, and self-love once again. He looked amazing, and his skin, which was once gray with negativity, now glowed with health and vitality. At the end of 4 months on this routine, Bruce decided that he would go back to the doctor for a checkup. Now, upon seeing Bruce, the doctor was so angry and said that he should have booked himself immediately in for surgery after diagnosed 4 months previously. Bruce then told the doctor that he wanted to treat his cancer with alternative methods, and he explained the change in his eating, the juicing, the Reiki energy treatments, the grief counseling, and the whole emotional change he had experienced in his perception and attitude. Afterwards, the doctor told him that he would need to take x-rays to see how far the cancer had progressed in the last months. When the x-rays came back, the doctor looked confused, shook his head, and said, "I cannot believe it. There is absolutely no cancer in your body." When Bruce told him that, he was not surprised because of all the work he had done with his Reiki practitioner, with me, the doctor said, "That has nothing to do with it. It's merely just a case of spontaneous remission." Bruce did his part to clear and cleanse his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and then he was receptive to allowing angelic assistance and the grace of God to enter him. Our bodies are truly miraculous, and when we work with our body to make sure that we are living balanced lives, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, plus, we've let go of destructive, blocking, negative emotions within us, we can then work with the miraculous energies of God and the angels in order to become whole again. I learned so much from those miracle healings. I learned that I am merely the conduit. You know, I am always in my healings. They don't come from me. You know, I've said so many times to my clients over the years through my business Angel Healing House that I am not a healer. I do not put that word, and I have not put that word on anything associated with myself in the last 14 years since my angelic walk-in experience in January 11th of 2003. Because, again, I do not do the healing. Now, if the client is willing and fully open to receive, they will contract with God for that healing to take place. Again, I'm merely the facilitator for the client to receive the grace of God's healing. And one of the most important things that I learned those miracle healings is that I don't have all of the answers to what that person's soul needs. It is so vast and it's so limitless that I don't put constraints on where the healing must go and what the results must be. I lift all expectation off, all attachments, and I send that light-filled, divinely driven energy for the greatest good of that person and for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. I did notice when I, back in 2003, 2004, when I first started my Angel Healing House healing practice, that when I took all expectation and attachment off of what had to happen during the healing and where it was going to be going, then it opened up for unbelievable, unexplainable, divinely driven miracles to happen. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And with this being the end of March, already it's been 3 months on this beautiful new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And my show can be heard weekly, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And just a reminder that if you do miss any of the Angel Healing House radio shows, they are all archived on the Transformation Talk Radio page. You can scroll through, find the topics that you're interested in, and then click on that any time of the day so you can catch up on what the Posse of Angels are saying and what beautiful messages that they are giving to us. Now, we're going to go to a break, and it's a quick break. When we get back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings, those messages, some intuitive counseling. If you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, please call in on 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back in a minute. See you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are on every Tuesday at 9 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. It's a weekly show. And all of the shows are archived on the Transformation Talk Radio site. We've been talking about miracle healings today. And we're going to go to the phones and seeing if our callers are experiencing any miracles or if they have experienced any miracles in their life. So let's go to our first caller, Stephanie from New York. You are our first caller. Have you been experiencing any miracles?
Not yet that I'm aware of.
Okay.
All right. I'm hoping to.
Okay.
Well, maybe getting my the business credit card to take that course. Actually, that was a surprise. But,
yes, it was.
Yeah, I was surprised that I think even the banker was surprised I was approved.
But, might I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You see this as a miracle. Because, you know, I've had many callers over the years, and when we've spoken about this topic, which is our March's topic, which is manifestation and miracles, is the more you do see things as a miracle, then the more you will receive miracles in your life. I mean, you know, I've had callers before that say, you know, they have never experienced miracles. And I said, it's a miracle that you're breathing. It's a miracle that, you know, your body is functioning. You have sight. You can hear. I mean, your five senses. It's a miracle that, you know, much of the Northern Hemisphere is experiencing spring and those buds are coming out and the flowers and the rebirth. And, you know, the more that you really can see things as miracles, the more that they will happen in your life. So put some emphasis that business credit card was a miracle.
Okay. Yeah. And it actually was approved for more than what they normally do. I don't know. So that was, I prayed beforehand. I was like, look, if you want me to do this course, please let this go through and be approved. And then it was.
No. Wow. Hey, Stephanie, if you can do this, what else can you do?
Well, there's a bunch of other stuff I want to do.
But, well, you know, set your mind and attention because yesterday was the new moon. And boy, is this a powerful new moon, you know, to take that leap of faith to, you know, to say, okay, if I can do this, what else can I do?
Yeah, I'll try that. I forgot that it was the new moon.
Yeah.
But that reminds me, I was listening, there was something else I was listening, if I could just do like a quick question, because this wasn't my main one. Last night, I was listening to a webinar, and then that person was offering like a weekend course that's supposed to help get your business started. And I liked the webinar, but I was a little gun shy about spending more money on something, especially that's happening at the same time as my other thing. But then when you mentioned that it was the full moon last night, and I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe that would have been good because she's like big into manifesting and stuff like that. So I was wondering, like just real quick, if they think I should do that or just hold off and wait or not do it at all.
Okay. Where we all, if you're listening to this program, and I know you're a very regular listener, and then your rate of manifestation is extraordinary, and you've already seen the tangible results of that by being so clear as you've let go of anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, resentment, judgment, forgiveness. You know, you're very clear inside, Stephanie. And if you can manifest a business credit card, not only manifest that, but with more of a credit limit, you don't need any more help on manifesting. And the posse of angels are saying, you don't need this.
Oh, great. Okay, great. That's what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah, they're just shaking their heads and they're going, doesn't she know how powerful she is? It's like, oh, really?
I do. No.
Really? You know, she's, wow. You know, it's not just, it's several things. It's believing in yourself and in this great naturopathic course that you're taking. And then, you know, saying, well, you know, if they want me to do this, I have to take inspired action some way because the money's not going to, I mean, it could just land in your lap, you know, from the skies. But so you applied for the business credit card and then it's more of a credit limit than you could imagine. So they're saying no, that there's no real use for that course right now, as you have already. They're saying that you probably could teach your own course now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean,
when you manifesting.
Yeah, when you think back, because all of us that have been traveling this path are metaphysicians. We're all spiritual teachers. And we've watched The Secret, and we've studied all the, you know, Ask and It Is Given, you know, the Esther Hicks things, and for years and years and years and years and years, we've read the books, we've done the courses, we've done all those things, and we just didn't know it mentally or intellectually. Then we started to, put that into effect in our lives, and our lives changed dramatically because of that. And so each of us has internalized it now and will be experiencing a wonderful fulfillment of our desires and our prayers, and our realities are going to change. Many people are saying that with this new moon in March, this is the true beginning of 2017.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool. And that with the spring, the rebirth, many things are going to start to show up for us, very tangible forms in physical fields of matter in relation to where we've put our energies, where we've put our thoughts and our desires and our heart's longings, two, five, 10 years and more, and what we've been focusing on. So it's truly a wonderful time of manifestation of those things that are the closest to our hearts. So, no, they're saying, no, you don't need this. You don't need this. So let's go.
I'm so happy. Yeah. Actually, what I was really hoping is that at some point, and I've thought this for a couple of years, is that if anything, I would be more her, like, friend or colleague, like, peer than like, student, kind of. Well, sort of than what I was, you know.
Absolutely. You could get in contact with her, and you could tell her the things that you manifested, and, say if ever you need any help in organizing or, I would love to, I would love to help or be a part of this, as I am a spiritual teacher as well. Being a spiritual teacher, you don't have to have a healing practice, and you don't have to have a room, and you don't have to be set up somewhere. I mean, you could be a spiritual teacher and be a mechanic. You could be a spiritual teacher and be a gardener. You could, I can't think of anything more spiritual than being a gardener and working in God's, handiwork and all the miracles that you would see and, in nature. So, there's been so many of my clients that have been so hesitant to call themselves spiritual teachers because they don't have a certificate in it, and they don't have a diploma or a degree. Being a spiritual teacher is knowing that spiritual knowledge and then walking the walk and applying that to your life. And there are many out there who just teach it, but they haven't really applied it to their life. And that can be picked up energetically very easily for those that are just teaching it and really not following those practices. So let's give our lovely Stephanie a call. Oh, that one just jumped out. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, boy, did that one.
Oh, something just jumped out. Okay.
Boy, did that one want to fly out. Okay. He didn't want to wait for a shuffle. He just wanted to say, I'm coming. Okay, that's one. 2, 3. Look at you go, girl. Okay. Now that we're talking, speaking about this, the naturopathic degree, the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is that new beginning around money. Is that credit card with that increased credit card limit, and for you to understand that. Because of your belief in yourself, because of your belief in, and also not only belief, but since I've known you, you have stopped compromising and settling for less. You have gone for what your heart desires. And in
so doing and going for your heart desires, then the universe knows exactly what to give to you. I mean, it does. There is no settling for less there. And on this tarot card, there's a beautiful canopy of flowers going through to the mountains, and they're saying that, you know, the path is clear for you now, for more abundance to come into your life. And on this new moon, I don't know if you ever write down your wishes and desires, and then do some kind of ritual for the new moon. The next card for you is the King of Pentacles. This is another card of you stepping up and believing that you are worthy and deserving of receiving, and the Emperor. This is a very, very masculine-based, strong, it's not aggressive, it's believing in yourself. And the Posse of Angels are saying, it's so wonderful, Stephanie, that you're now doing this. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, can you just tell me, I'm writing down what you're saying, what did you say the Emperor is? Is it not aggressive?
The Emperor is somebody that believes in himself, and it's a four card. It's also a very strong foundation, one of security, one of knowing oneself, and not being afraid to show that to the world.
Oh, okay, great. And the King of Pentacles was stepping up and believing and being worthy to receive.
Yes, absolutely. That was it. So, I'm going on to my next caller. So I hope you have a beautiful day, Stephanie.
Oh, sure. Can I just ask you a quick question about the wish list? I wrote one yesterday afternoon, just because it was part of my assignment for the integrative nutrition. But it was in the afternoon, and I just sort of wrote that. So would that count as sort of touching into the energy of the moon, or does it have to be at night?
No, it doesn't have to be at night. All it has to do is be your heart's longings and opening up to receive that. That's any time of the day is fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Melanie in Cleveland. Melanie, are you on the line?
Yes, Candy. Hi. It's Melanie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am doing well. I don't know if I have allergies or whatever, so I apologize for coughing in our conversation.
That's okay.
But I am here, and I'm so anxious to talk to you.
Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice again, and with the a beautiful time and this Aries new moon, which is just, there's been so many closures. Closures in the sense that it is getting us ready for this very new time of feeling this urge, this push to move forward with our life, you know, to have the strength to, and the passion inside of us to get our projects and desires and our dreams and take inspired action. And it's getting us to stand in the light. This is just a beautiful time for all of us. And if we can just not overanalyze it, and if we can just not worry about it too much and overthink it and just keep leading with our hearts' longings, there will be miracles along the way for so many of us. So what are you experiencing in your life?
Well, I would say that I'm right on track because my life has been go, go, go the past couple months, and completely invested in my kids, exactly where I want to be with their musical and concerts and things that we've had going on. And I'm on spring break right now. And I kept saying to myself, that's where it starts. And of course, I get sick, but I also feel like that's part of the plan, though. I just feel like whatever this is, it's purging out some stuff.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying, it's my turn in the spring. I'm coming up with the spring, because what I found as I'm going through everything and I'm exhausted and I'm worn out is that all my ducks are in a row.
Yeah.
With my ex-husband, with my kids, with my job, with, you know, getting on good track with money. And I'm sitting here going, okay, I did it. But here I am. But I am worn out, man.
Yeah. Yes.
So now it's like I'm in this beautiful, quiet little void.
Yeah.
Just not forcing anything, but not sure. Should there be a next step, or am I just staying in the glow? I'm not really sure. And actually, of all beautiful things, my ex-husband's taking the kids overnight. They already left today. And I get a little time to myself, which I haven't had in months and months and months and months. So this is, it's like my little spring awakening, spring cleaning, spring whatever.
Absolutely.
And starting today.
Yeah, this is really so important for many of us to understand how much, I mean, we didn't just get to this stage just overnight. There was so much forgiveness for others, for ourselves, you know, in cleaning up our lives, in setting boundaries, in not giving our power away, not being enablers anymore, and it really is a time for us to really nurture ourselves, and know that there isn't anything that we have to really do in order for those miracles to show up. Because believe me, they will show up. And it's just for us to be in that knowing, that mm-hmm. we did an extraordinary job with elevating our consciousness, with shedding the old and transmuting all of that. And so now that we are these light, bright beings, you know, all we really need to do is stand in the glow of that. If something does show up tangibly for us, we will be excited about taking inspired action for it, you know, and we will know, our hearts will know, because they're energized now with this extraordinary new moon, and we'll move forward. So, yeah.
And I think that's where I was stuck, trying to figure out what I should be doing, and it's just, like you said, waiting for the sign, waiting for the inspired action, and just fixing me while I'm waiting. And I'm not even, to be fair, I don't even like the word waiting. I'm not waiting. I mean, yeah. I'm good where I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting seems desperate. I'm not.
It's perfection where you are right now. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Lovely. And this is a wonderful time for your body to cleanse itself, you know, go, and then suddenly it's like, okay, the machine has to stop for a while.
Yes.
And it has to recharge its batteries,
Absolutely. And, you know, my plans for today without my kids is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Other than hoping to get a massage this afternoon.
And, it's so important for us to be kind to ourselves. My husband and I just came back from the unveiling of my dad's headstone. I can't believe it's been a year since he passed. And it was a wonderful trip reuniting with my brothers and my mom and, you know, and it was a time of closure. But now when I've come back, Pete said, okay, you know, what have you have on for this week? I said, my emphasis this week is going to be in being really kind and gentle and soft to myself. I said, I'm going to go down to the water, put my feet in the water, walk along the beach. It's a bit cool here, but take myself out in nature and just take time out just to reflect on what's gone before. And I'm not really going to push anything. And I think that's a really important time for many of us who have been knocked around in 2016 and before that. So just to be really kind to ourselves. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Wands. Now, this Knight of Wands, he's got ants in his pants. He's the movement. He's the travel card. He's the things happening you know, and doors opening. So they're saying, get well, beautiful Melanie. And then once those doors open, as you said, you've done it all already. You know, you've set everything, you know, they're so proud of the way that you've given to your kids. They are just, I hear them weeping tears of joy because so many people in this situation, they are so terribly battered and they're so terribly beaten down and hurt that they can't find their way then to give to those children who are so, you know, it's so necessary to bolster them through through all that you've been through. So they're saying, as a result of this, you have everything in place. And then the next card that opens for you is the Eight of Wands. I mean, this is the opportunity card. Things coming in very quickly. So you have two cards already that are very fast-moving, very quick cards, and it's all about movement. Now, I don't know if you've considered moving houses or locations or things like that. There could be things presented to you that you in your wildest dreams couldn't even ever have imagined. But just to be ready, just to be ready for those things, because they will be on the horizon. And the next card is great. I mean, the next card is the Six of Pentacles. And this is people turning up and giving you abundance financially, abundance in your career, abundance emotionally. This is because you've opened yourself up. This movement will happen and the scales will balance out very, very easily in your life. So it's just, it's a beautiful time of emotional opening for you. You know, you have done a tremendous amount of work. You've crossed the finish line, and now all you have to do is just bathe in the light of the rewards that that you have so beautifully earned. That then they're saying, it's a wonderful time. It's they want me to draw one more card for you, and that one more card is the World. It's completion. You've done such an amazing job. And it's a time of new beginnings for you, and just rest, watch funny movies, you know, get under those snuggly blankets in your onesie or whatever, and just enjoy, just enjoy, because they're saying, you know, they're saying, because when this happens, you want to make sure you're nice and healthy so that you can hit the ground running and then take that big leap of faith. And just move on passionately and with so much joy in your heart. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm glad I was able to talk to you today.
I'm so glad you called in, and I'm sending you extra healing for your poor throat and your cough, and just to be well very soon.
Mm-hmm. And as you probably already know, when you were talking about your closure with your family and your father, all I kept feeling was beginnings, but then closure are beginnings, but it just felt so, I don't know, so ready, ripe, you know.
Yes.
it was beautiful when you said it. It's so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. And on that day of the closure and the unveiling, actually it was a day before, I heard from a good friend of mine that her cherished dog, who had been so ill the last 2 years, had passed away. And that's the first thing that I heard, that this closure needed to be done so that her dog would be part of the posse that she has. Her posse is made up of dogs, and she is just such an elemental, a nature lover, and dwarves and dogs, and that her dog Sydney is now going to be part of her posse of angels and is going to be leading the way and helping her and guiding her. So there's just so many beautiful things about closures and new beginnings starting. So thank you for your message, Melanie. God bless you.
No problem. God bless you. Take care, Candy.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to the listeners for tuning into the program. And a big hello to those people that are listening to this archive show on the Transformation Talk Radio site. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to purchase copies of my inspirational books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is my autobiography, please go to angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to call for any of the services on Angel Healing House, you can always call on 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, love, and as always, angel blessings. Until I speak with you again next week, take care. Bye. Thank you.